Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 8. Timothy. Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel. We're studying seed. You can sit in the seat of the scorner up here. The word seed is sperma. We talked about yesterday that in the entire Bible is about this mystery of the seed of woman who shall bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent shall bruise his heel. Let's look at a couple other. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tents or tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and of the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Now, it's one of these interesting things in the scripture, in verse 11. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now, did she really judge him faithful? What happened when Abraham told her that she was going to conceive? She laughed at him. This thing, this mystery of faith, doesn't even see your screw-ups. By faith, Gary was called from California. Doesn't talk about all his ridiculous Aquarian gospel. Doesn't talk about all his la-la land interpretations and statements. It says, by faith he came. Not even considering or doubting. But each of us doubt. Each of us have gone through all of the crap that we go through, but he doesn't even see it. Let's look at another one. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now, as you know, the son of Pharaoh's daughter was a title. It meant he was the next in line to be the Pharaoh. His education from his beginning was for that singular purpose.
This is cool, because this is about what God sees, not what we see.
Amen.
Because because we see Sarah laughing, and we think that's what's happening. But God doesn't even see that. He looks at the seed.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about.
Rather than be the Pharaoh, really what this is saying, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. He had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's not what happened, even by the scriptures. He murdered an Egyptian soldier. And he ran for his life and spent 40 years in the wilderness. But that's not what faith saw. Faith saw that he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. But this should give you some comfort. Because in abiding, in continuing, he doesn't even see your screw-ups. Because it is all about the seed. Amen? 1 John.
And God can like rewrite your resume.
He does every day.
Yes, he does.
Where's he now? Sorry.
1 John. Verse 6, chapter 3. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. It's all about the seed. He doesn't even see your screw-ups. By faith, Ronnie was called of God. He cannot sin, for his seed remaineth in him. Now, let's take a look at Ronnie after the flesh. No, we better not do that. But by faith, we see that Ronnie is faithful. We know no man after the flesh. Yea, we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now we know him, even him no more. It's not about the flesh. Instead of picturing Christ in some, you know, He-Man pose or whatever you want to see him as, you don't see that. You see only his light. You no longer need the light of the sun and the moon because the shadows are destroyed by his light. The light that we see is only the sun. And rabbis used to say that the brightest light in our solar system, the sun, is only a garment for his life. Go to 1 John 1.
So you can say that about Moses because it was really Christ
in Moses
who was doing all that.
Amen.
That's all that you're talking about.
Verse 5, chapter 1. This then is the message. No, let's go up to verse 1. That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now that's not just talking about John back 2,000 years ago. It's talking about each one of us whose life is Christ, who know that Jesus Christ is in them. Amen? For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. He's talking about the light from the seed. Everything else is past. You have no history. You have no future. You have the eternal now, in which all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. There's no more, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? Blah, 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 blah.
It's interesting. We always have that because of him. We don't have that because of us or me.
Well, you don't even exist.
Yeah, but if I hear those words and try and attribute it to not myself, it will add up.
Well, then you're a fool. The mystery of God that's been hid from all ages, including this one, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. His life so totally and completely destroys your life. Oh no, Christ came into the world so I can get what I want. So I can name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. No shadows, no turning, no returning to your mind for any reason. Give us this day the bread of the presence. Let there be nothing else that we feed upon. Forgive us our sin as we forgive others. As we. How can you not forgive? Lead us not into temptation. Lead us under no condition. Let us go inward for anything. That's what that means. But to the contrary, deliver us from this evil one that is your mind. Now, none of this makes any sense until you've taken your mind as far as it will go. But if you keep dwelling back and forth, then you're still double-minded and you're unstable in all your ways. Now Gary's mad at me.
I'm not even thinking about you. It's not about you, Robert.
You're mad at something.
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Because I called you a fool?
Oh, I got over that right away.
Have you notice, though, that he's stricken with leprosy.
Let it be all over him. All right. Verse 5. This, then, is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth. But if we walk in that light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You say it's what we say. There are certain very popular guys on radio. One guy. First name is James. And he says he does not sin. Once he put the personal pronoun in, once he identified he, then he's already lost. Everybody understand that? My little children, these things write I unto you, that you'd sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. It's all about the seed, the sperma of God, Jesus Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Okay, one more. Go to Isaiah 53.
That's interesting, thinking of Abraham, the father of faith. It was only because of God, not because of Abraham. If we look at Abraham, he didn't do anything to merit. They call that.
Remember, we have the three graces that God has given us to see him. The grace of Abraham. I don't want to do that anymore. The grace of Jacob. Struggle until you admit you're the Antichrist. The grace of Isaac is instant revelation, and he is no more. Each of us have all three of those graces within us, but one for each of us is dominant. Everybody thinks they want instant revelation. No. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And again, the arm there is the Zeruah. To whom is the seed of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53. Everybody there? Almost? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. And the word dry ground is the word Zion. The ground that appears to have nothing of value. But he's growing up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. There is absolutely nothing about him that is desirable to your mind. He is despised and rejected of men, of all men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He is despised, and we esteem him not. because we constantly consider him in us, him doing something for us, him making us something, him doing something, giving us something. No. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteem him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. Was he stricken? And he made his grave with the wicked and the rich, with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. And yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Oh. He shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see his seed. Do you see his seed? Isn't it time that your heart and your mind and your emotions be set in order within you, that you would be worshiping only him? Is something troubling you right now? And you have the authority to command that your soul be at rest. Not quench a fire. You will not fix a broken reed. His activities have absolutely nothing to do with anything in time and space. That means that everything in time and space has to be seen as equal. There's nothing important. There's nothing unimportant. Whatsoever you do in thought, in word, or in deed, you do heartily as unto him. You could sit and argue with yourself till hell freezes over about this mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it's always, I am crucified with Christ, yet not I. It's always, yet not I. I am crucified with Christ. Let's look at that, Galatians 2, and we'll quit. Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. This thing about I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Your response always has to be, yet not I. The life I live by the faith of. It's his faith. I'm out of the picture. There's nothing that can transpire that is a concern of yours. Let's sketch it a little bit. John, especially at this time. Yet not I. Yet not I.
You can be alive is the resurrection. The only way you can say that you live is by the resurrection, and that's not by your hand.
Amen.
And that's the born again.
I like that thing in Isaiah we read. You know, it's like you see him as the offering, and then you see the seed everywhere. That's the outgrowth of that.
Amen.
If you're not, then you need to go back and look at that other thing first.
Sometimes when we read these verses, there's an obvious awareness, obvious verbiage for consideration. But sometimes the small little things that seem to be just unimportant and tying everything together, this verse 8 that we've been studying now for 2 days, remember that Jesus Christ is the seed of David was raised from the dead. According to my gospel, how huge is according to my gospel? We don't figure it out. It's all the things you just got done talking about today. It's about faith. I just quit. It's there. You don't have to figure it out.
Think on these things. But think on them as seeing his majesty and the perfection of his holiness. Not about whether you understand it or not. That him and his mystery apprehend you, and that can only come by total and complete abandonment of self, emptying. Then he apprehends you. That's the true meaning of faith. So we are transfigured by the renewing of our minds. So our minds don't even enter that old thing where we're making judgments after the flesh. We see wherever we look the perfection of his holiness. Amen?
Amen.
What?
I'm just thinking that I really have scheduled from 11 to 11:30 to think about his awesomeness. my lunch time,
awesome.
Quiet time.
Give him his due. Lord, this is your half hour.
Take it very quickly, big guy.